In the heart of a nation torn by unrest, Burkina Faso found itself in a climatic turmoil when a young officer, Ibrahim Traoré, emerged as the unlikely hero, or perhaps the author of its newest chapter of chaos. The year was 2022, and the air was thick with anticipation and fear, the streets echoing the cries of the past and the hopes for a better future. The country, ensnared in a series of military coups, was on the brink of either salvation or ruin. En Nas dawn broke over Ouagadougou, whispers of discontent swirled among the populace. Soldiers moved stealthily through the streets, their faces masked in determination as they pledged allegiance to Traoré. With skin kissed by the sun and eyes reflecting the fervor of youth, he had not just captured the hearts of men in uniform but also garnered the trust of everyday citizens yearning for change. But behind this veneer of righteousness lay a tangled web of political intrigue that would soon unveil itself as a coup within a coup. NNTRAORE was not unfamiliar with the game of power. Educated in military arts, he climbed the ranks with intelligence and strategic foresight. However, beneath that exterior was a strategist playing a dangerous double game, uniting factions that seemed irreconcilable. As public protests against the government surged, claiming their leaders were ineffective against the encroaching terrorist threats, Traoré stepped into the spotlight. His calls to action ignited flames of rebellion, urging disenchanted soldiers and civilians alike to rise. NNTHE's first coup had been swift and almost seamless, yet it was fraught with the complications of factional disagreements. Everyone was eager to claim power, but it was clear, harmony was thin, like a delicate weave ready to snap. Just when it seemed the country was settling under Traoré's newfound leadership, the illusion shattered. NN insidious voices grew louder from the shadows, dissenters plotting their own strategy to unseat the very leader they had once supported. Acting in the dead of night, under the blanket of darkness, a new faction of the military began to spread whispers, sowing seeds of discontent among Traoré's ranks. They challenged his methods, claiming he was leading them astray, and stirred fears about the future of the country under his rule. En Nas the news unfolded, it became evident that this coup within a coup threatened to upend everything. Traoré found himself in a perilous position. Every move he made was a dance on the edge of a knife. His chief ally, a seasoned general who once campaigned tirelessly for the cause, began to pull away, caught in the tide of the more radical factions that felt Traoré's vision was too moderate for their taste. They sought aggressive action against both external threats and even the perceived internal enemies that Traoré wanted to negotiate with. NN tension mounted in the barracks as loyalists faced off against defectors. Traoré's once fervent supporters began to splinter. What had been a united front was now a battleground of ideologies, with ideology trumping camaraderie. In the streets, the populace watched with bated breath, unsure if they were witnessing a renaissance or the demise of their collective dream for peace. NN, under the impression that his vision was being undermined, Traoré sought counsel with wise elders in the community, traditional leaders who had witnessed the rise and fall of past regimes. Stories of old echoed in their discussions, recounting how betrayal lurked in every corner and how power struggles had historically led to bloodshed. A sense of urgency gripped him. If he was to unify and stabilize the nation, he had to confront the impending fracture soon. NN, with a heavy heart, Traoré initiated a bold plan. He called for an emergency meeting among his detractors, inviting both loyalists and those who doubted him to the table. The risk was immense, but he believed in dialogue, convinced that through conversation, a path forward could be forged. NNTHE meeting was electric, fraught with tension. Voices rose and fell like the waves of a stormy sea, accusations tossed about as if they were weapons. But Traoré, calm and resolute, facilitated the discourse, forcing each member to remember why they had initially united. He implored them to look beyond their ambitions and recognize their shared purpose, a safer Burkina Faso free from terror. By the end of the night, the atmosphere had shifted. Although disagreements persisted, there were moments of common ground and understanding that no one wanted further instability. When the meeting concluded, the realization dawned that they were drafters of their own destiny. In the subsequent weeks, Traoré worked tirelessly to consolidate his power, but with newfound cooperation, he began to implement reforms, promote dialogue with community leaders, and initiate counter-terrorism strategies that were inclusive and community-centric. Nhowever, the echoes of betrayal never really dissipated. Remnants of the coup within a coup lingered like shadows. Traoré's journey continued, navigating treacherous waters. With a weary heart, ever conscious of those who still whispered dissent in dark corners. In the eyes of the world, he was both a villain and a hero, and history would ultimately judge his path. Was he to be the savior the nation sought, or would his own ambition lead to his demise? In the end, only time would tell, as Burkina Faso steered cautiously into uncertain waters, riding the waves of hope sparked by a coup within a coup.